Bonus episode 11. Happy Mother's Day! Hey, this is Christiane Wargo, and you're listening to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And guess what? It's Mother's Day. Happy, happy, happy blessed Mother's Day to you. Yes, it is your day to shine, and I hope you're taking just a few minutes for you, Mom. It is so important to embrace that, because you know what? The best thing you can do and give to your children is you loving who you are, loving your reflection. You know, I was very, very blessed and am very blessed to have a wonderful mom and also a wonderful grandmother. I've been blessed with many, multiple grandmothers. And today I celebrate them because they showed me what it's like, the good, the bad, and the ugly, on being a great mom. And not just a great mom, because have you ever thought about it? We don't celebrate, being a great wife, right? And so sometimes I tend to look at mom as also I stretch it into, well, it's also me being a good wife, a good partner. That's really important also. So if you are married and you have a wonderful spouse, then celebrate that too, because it's very important. But again, it comes down to, if you are a mom, celebrate you. Take an extra 2 minutes in the shower. Take a bubble bath today, okay? I'm serious. Take one. You deserve it. If you're quote-unquote dieting, take a break. I'm serious. Have a dessert on me, okay? Blame me. Have an extra 350-calorie dessert, okay? Enjoy it, because, you know, we need to celebrate ourselves, and we're so good about knocking ourselves down and just going, ugh, you did that wrong. You did that wrong. You have your own self boxing match, and you don't even win $1 million with it. I mean, seriously, wouldn't it be nice to have that $180 million pocket or whatever of cash that was won on this big, huge, biggest boxing match of the season? Okay, if you hadn't heard, go look it up. Go Google it. Okay? But seriously, but we beat ourselves up. We have our own boxing match against ourselves. It's like, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and start fighting yourself. Really? But you do it every day. I'm telling you, you need to celebrate you. It's so important, okay? Just really take time and smile. Maybe you don't smile very often. Smile. And if you aren't really sure about smiling, tell somebody how cute they are and you'll smile. I promise you, you will, okay? It is so invigorating. It hits you to the core when you see your children smile. And moms, you got the toughest job ever. Seriously, you do. And it's hard stuff. Raising a family and bringing up children. And I think in today's age, with everything that's thrown at the children today, you got it more than quadruple times tough. Okay, it is. Maybe we're leaning on convenience. We got a lot of convenience things in life. However, we also have a lot of struggles because of those conveniences. So know that, guess what? It's okay. You're going to have oopsies. You're going to have, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. And then you may have moments of, oh my gosh, it was the best second of my life. Yeah. And love every single one of them. Smile. Regardless of what your child's doing, love them to the core. You need to love them where they're at, because you know what? When they look at you, you are their world. Did you ever think about that? When we look at the world, we see this humongous place. But when they look at us, they see one mama. And they look at you and you are their world. Oh, just brings tears to my eyes. Go and light up your children. Go give them a hug. Tell them how much you love them. And give yourself the moment of just respite. Allow yourself to read your favorite book. have that extra 2 minutes in the shower and go eat that dessert on me. You can blame me, okay? Tell your trainer I said it was okay. All right? Seriously, you are important. And as I know, I love my mom to death. I love my grandma and my grandmas, my great grandmas. They have given me so much. And one thing they did teach me, and I think, I mean, they taught me so, so very much. But the one thing that all of them have taught me, I'm going to get emotional here, is to love unconditionally. And that's so important. And it's not just because of the background of being a Christian, but having true agape, loving unconditionally, loving people where they're at, that's the toughest job ever. And you know what's awesome is Jesus showed us that. And if I can be that mom to my children and to love unconditionally, that doesn't mean I have to like everything that they do. But I can love them at the core. That makes me the best mom ever. And I know when they look in my eyes that I am their world. And I want their world. I want them to see unconditional love in their world. Because sometimes I think we have a lot of hatred. We have a lot of disbelief. We have a lot of kind of unrest. And I think if it starts with mommies and we take it from us and we begin to show what unconditional love is, man, we can become an amazing powerhouse. So mommies, make me a promise. Go take some time for you. It's time to rejuvenate. You deserve it. Happy, happy Mother's Day. And most importantly, go and be unconditional love. Go be the mommy and be the world that your child sees. And be the sparkle in their eye. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and happy Mother's Day. Lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.